and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I am your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Podcast. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and I am excited about the conversation today because as I have been growing, as I have been stepping more and more into my purpose, I have realized that, like, what's our ultimate goal? What is our ultimate desire? And from talking to so many people, so many women, it's freedom, whether it's financial freedom, relationship freedom, freedom from other people making decisions for you, freedom of time management, freedom in just choices. And I've realized that over time, the more I've honed in on my purpose, the more I dove into and got clear and started taking action towards my purpose, the more freedom I've experienced. And so I was thinking about this, and I was like, the way to true freedom is through your purpose. The way my energy freedom, I get to choose what I do and I don't do. Now, granted, there are some things that don't give me energy that I still do. You know, that's life, right? But overall, what kind of freedom are you searching for? What chains do you want broken? And some of it might just be the freedom that of knowing that you're doing something that matters, that you're doing something that you are who you were called to be. The freedom of knowing yourself and loving you for you. When you figure out your purpose, when you dive into your purpose and then start to take actions to release those expectations, release things that don't serve you, release these and stop the busy work and really focus on the purpose work. That's when freedom is experienced. That's when you get to express and you get to feel it in your everyday life. This is where the full weight of joy comes from. And joy is in the Lord. And the Lord offers freedom. The Lord offers freedom through the plans that He's created for us, through who He's made us to be, through our strengths, our gifts, our weaknesses, our talents, through our God dream, through our mission. And I was just, as I was thinking about this, I was like, how is my story? How have I gained freedom? So I just finished writing a chapter in a collaborative book, and this book was talking about, it was a past, present, future book, and it's a collaboration. There's 19 other authors in this book, and we're all sharing our stories. And one of the things that it was in the stories, a lot of them are really, really hard stories. There's stories in there of domestic violence. There's stories from grief. There's stories that they're all some sort of loss and traumatic event. And so it's a really, you're like, it's a, overall, it's like, it will be a hard book to read. But one of the main goals for all of us was to really highlight next steps, talk about what's possible, and show the hope that can come from traumatic events. And so, and as I was doing that, and I was writing this, and it's been a couple of months going through and processing and, you know, thinking through my journey. And I only had a short amount of a few words to talk about a really long journey. I mean, it's been over 12 years and that I, since my husband died. And so this is though that this is the center of the story. It's like, what did I want to share? And what did I want to portray? What did I want to share and feel? What did I want the reader to feel? And really, I wanted them to see that one, your pain is not your purpose. But when you discover your purpose, there is freedom. That through my journey, it's learning, like I felt this need. I talk about this quest that I went on to figure out the why, the how, the what happens in our brains and our bodies. And I wanted to grieve fast. I wanted to heal. I wanted to be, you know, check the boxes and be done, but I wanted to do it the right way. Hello, Enneagram One. I wanted to, and I read the books. I went to the Bible studies. I did the therapy, and I did the superficial journaling that a lot of the books and a lot of the grief groups ask for. And it wasn't enough for me. And so I really wanted to know what was my journey and like what was happening. And so this is the start of where I am today. And I talk about it in there briefly, and I'm not going to share. If you want to read more of that, you can get the book in October when it's published. But what I was thinking about and what I wanted to share today is that I wanted freedom from the guilt, from the shame, from the grief. And what I was asking, what I thought I wanted was I wanted to get over the grief, but really I wanted freedom through it. Once you have a loved one die, you don't ever forget them. It's really interesting. People are like, I don't mean to bring them up. I didn't want to hurt your, like, it's always there. Even 12 years later, it's still there, easily accessible. It doesn't hurt as much when the thoughts come. The grief doesn't sit the same way, but it's still a grieving process. When you lose your identity and you're trying to regain it, when you lose a dream, or if you get sick or any kind of trauma, like if you carry it with you and you just want it to go away. Well, what I discovered is that the freedom was healing through it, not setting aside, not avoiding, and not checking the boxes and being done. And so I went on this quest to figure out how to do this. And really, through it, I found my purpose. I found more about me. I found that external issues, external solutions cannot affect your internal challenges. You could read the books. You can do the therapy. You can check all the boxes, right? Do the art therapy, all of these things. But until you start getting clear and start getting in touch with you and discovering who you are, beginning, middle, end, future, until you start to look at that, there isn't any freedom. And the best way to look at that is through purpose, identity, calling. Who did God create you to be? You don't have to go through a traumatic event to get here. You don't. But you do have to go on this quest to figure out, who am I? Why was I, what legacy can I leave? How do I impact? What are my gifts? What are my strengths? Why did God create me? And how did He create a beautiful future? Use things in my life for good. How am I getting to show up? And it was just such a great, such a great process for me to do this. I just wanted to share it with you because I wanted you to see, first of all, start to explore what freedom could look like for you. What freedom are you needing? And like I said, there's relationship freedom, whether it's you can be vulnerable in a relationship, or you get to stop being a people pleaser, or you get to say no or yes, or create something, or, start a relationship, stop a relationship. Like, what does that, if it's a relationship, like what kind of freedom are you looking for in that? Then there's financial freedom. By getting into my purpose and calling and really focusing on what other people, I could have done the way that other people have done it before. I could have done things. I could have stayed working for a nonprofit that I truly believed in and enjoyed working for, but it still wasn't giving me the financial freedom that I wanted and what I needed. So when I started looking at how God wired me, what my purpose and calling is, I started to get that financial freedom as well, which also means there's time freedom, because now that I am my own boss, you know, second to God, I do listen and I do check in with him often because I need his direction. I'm working for him, not for the world. But this time freedom, I feel a lot of things on my schedule, but now everything on my schedule is put there because I put them there. It's there because I chose it, whether I like it or not. There's some things we have to do, you know, I mentioned before, dentist, you know, we have to do that, but I get to choose the times and the days. It's not just a when I can fit it in. It's part of my rhythm. It's part of my scheduling. It's part of the ideal week or the ideal month or the ideal year. It's part of my ideal day. I get to choose that. The freedom that comes with your purpose is choice. I don't like to say control, because I really, like, anytime I try to say I'm in control of something, God reminds me I'm not. So it's really choice, and it's perspective, freedom of perspective, that I get to choose how I see something. I get to find the gifts in the hardships. I get to see the strengths, the lessons in hardships and trials. Instead of seeing them as something done to me, I find ways to see, okay, well, how was this done for me? Doesn't mean it's any easier. Doesn't mean I get to circumvent the trial or the refining, or that it's easy, but I do get to see how it benefits me. And that freedom of perspective is something that I have discovered on this journey to purpose as well. So we have time freedom, we have relationship freedom, and again, like, by understanding me, I was able to release some of the armor, some of the protection that I had put around me to protect my broken heart. And as it was mending, as it was filling with gold, like that, like the Japanese pot that was, you know, shattered and put back together with gold, you do naturally, your brain puts some protections, layers of armor to protect you over your being. And as I've set it down, just opening my heart to new friendships, deeper friendships, a new relationship that is it's so amazing. We have our hardships. Blending a family is not easy, especially when they're all teenagers or above. The blending is with when you have two very independent people who've been, for lack of another word, in control of their life for the last, you know, decade. Then all of a sudden now we have to take consideration, and we both have things that we like or dislike. And, you know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks for a reason, but we can learn to merge tricks. We can learn to, well, we learn grace and compassion and what's really important. By going on this journey of discovery, by going on this journey to purpose, this is when all of these things were given to me. This is when all of these things, like, I earned these. I earned the financial freedom, the time freedom, the relationship freedom, the self-care freedom, the perspective freedom, whatever other kind of freedoms you're looking for. I get to decide what my day looks like. I get to decide how I interact with people. I get to decide what works best, what kind of future I want. I get to decide my dreams, and I get to decide to go all in with my goals. When I said yes to my purpose, to discovering it, and it was a hard journey. It's a journey that, because of the things that I've learned, I've been able to. Well, my journey has been over a decade, and I'm able to get, like, truncate it to this path for my clients. We shorten it, and you don't need 2 degrees and multiple certifications and to work at multiple places to see how things operate or to discover. Like, I've been able to shortcut a lot of this for my clients, which is also part of what I love doing is you don't have to do all of those things. This is one of the joys of being in community and being with like-minded people by having a guide, because there are things that I was able to shortcut, and I was because of having the right guide. Because I had my pastor's wife early on grief, where she actually walked me through and how to discover what I was missing, what I needed, how to find God in grief, and not just in a way that I needed him to show up for me. Like, I needed to see him. And she walked me through, and I know that it brought some information. It brought an experience for me that took less time because I had a guide who was willing to walk me through this. She held my hand. We cried together. We had hundreds of cups of tea, and I journaled, and she encouraged. And when I got off track or when I was having a hard time, she guided me back. And through that, I was able to do the next step and then through the next step and discover this idea of purpose. And through this, I wanted to share with you, like, I just wanted you to see that this journey we're on is not a straight shot. But if we have an intention, and if we are looking to see who did God create us to be, there's a lot of benefits that come from taking this action, from going all in on this one area. And I know many of you are like, I don't have time to do this. I want to challenge that and say, you don't have time not to. How much longer do you want to stay in bondage? How much longer do you want to not have the finances that you need and living paycheck to paycheck, or even just the finances to do the things that you want to do? I just went on a trip for just a couple of days to Miami, and as I was walking on the beach, it just dawned on me that the freedom that I had to just decide, all right, we're going to go pack up. We're going to go to Miami for a couple of days. If I had a 9-to-5 job, I wouldn't be able to do that. If I didn't have financial freedom, I would not be able to do that. If I didn't have relationship freedom, if I didn't have time management freedom, if I didn't have this way of navigating my life, if I didn't take the steps, that's not something I would be able to do. And I was just so grateful for the ability. And it all culminated. I realized that because I was willing to get uncomfortable and go all in on my purpose and serve and be obedient and uncover and discover and go on this journey to what makes me. That's what allowed all the freedoms and all the things to fall into place so that way I could do this. And while I was there, I was able to write. I was able to dream. I was able to come up with some goals. I was able to rest. I was able to walk on the beach and walk around the city. And I was able to eat and just be for a little while in a way that I can't do when I'm at home because of all the responsibilities, because of all the distractions and all the, it's just, when I look at how, and I look at what part of my journey was worth it, all of the tears, all of the hard decisions, all of the late nights, all of the certifications, the education, like going back to school, all the papers, those freaking 15-page papers that we had to rewrite every week. Like, really? Every week? Is that necessary? Presentations. And it's like, no, I've earned this journey. I've earned where I am because I said yes, and I didn't know what journey I was on, but I knew I'd figure it out. And I knew as I would take a step, God would tap me into place. He would give me the next step. He would show me. And on my heart, even when I left therapy and went into coaching, and that was such a life-giving experience for me because I am so much more of a future, like, let's create what you want your future to look like. Versus let's talk about how to heal the past. Like, that is a very important step. And I did it by discovering who I was and really how God showed up in all the areas of my life. And he showed me that the journey to purpose is the key to freedom. And so what freedoms are you looking for? What has God put on your heart? Because I know that He speaks in ways that when we have a nag, a heaviness of more, we may not be able to really put our fingers on it. And this is the first step, is to pull away what's not serving you and see what is. See where the gifts are showing up, how He's highlighted your strengths and your purpose all throughout your life before you even realized it. I can see back when I was a kid how helping others to discover their purpose and calling was a part of my life even back then. How I can see how I would get to know someone and I could see possibilities in their lives. But it wasn't clear until I took time to discover it. And so what freedoms are you looking for? What freedoms are you desiring? And do you feel like there's something more for you? Because if you feel it, that means there is. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and start something. However, it may mean that you do. Whether you start writing a book, whether you start a retreat center, whether you start a business, whether you start a ministry, whether you start a community gathering, it doesn't have to mean that there's more on your plate. It doesn't mean the first thing that we need to look at, the first thing we get to look at, is what part of your busy life is just simply busy? What can we put down? What can we do that allows us the space and the freedom to choose our purpose? Excuse me. And so that's my question for you. The more I step into my purpose, the more freedom, the more joy, the more impact, the more fulfillment that I'm getting. And I really want this for you. I have become obsessed with this idea because I know that the joy that comes from stepping in and getting to help people, to serve them in a way that is innate and feels good. And well, it aligns with, I know what God wants for me and for them. I get personal fulfillment from it. But it's also, I know it's because I get to serve. How do you get to serve in a way that's so motivating and energy bringing to you that you can't help but get excited about it? So I want you to think about that. What freedoms are you really looking for? And how could discovering your purpose and living your purpose, discovery is not enough. I can help you do that, but really I want to help you live your purpose. What journey have you been going on, and what is the culmination? What becomes possible when you say yes to your purpose? All right, with that, I would love for you to get on my calendar. Let's talk. Let's talk a 20-minute call and see what's possible for you, what your purpose could lead to. Let's get clear on what your next step is. So, get on my calendar. In the show notes, there's a link. Click one button and it's pick a time that works for you. I can't wait to talk to you. I'm obsessed with this. I'm so excited about this. This is, I eat, sleep, drink. I love, love studying purpose and identity and calling. And even more so, I love when I get to see someone step into her purpose and shine. Just the freedom that she gets from that, and the ripple effects of how it affects her family, how it affects her community, and how it affects this, just the kingdom. It's not about us, ladies. The part that is about us is, are we willing to get uncomfortable to serve in the way that God has for us? That part is about us. Are we willing to get uncomfortable to do that? Because it's not in comfort that we grow. All right, friend, I thank you for listening to this. Thank you for just being here week after week and helping this podcast grow. If I would love to ask you a favor, if you have not left me a rating and a review, it would really mean a lot to me. these ratings and reviews, though I do, I read all of them, and they help me see what resonates. They help me. I'm a words of affirmation gal. All right. So here's my shameless plug. I need some words of affirmation. But even more so, it is because it tells the algorithms, it tells the podcast behind the scenes that this is a podcast that you're interested in. And it will also recommend it to others. So leave me a rating review. Also share this with a woman that you know that has a purpose on her life that would give her the freedom she's looking for. I challenge you, do that, because we need that support. We need that oomph, that I see you and you're worth discovering your purpose. Freedom is on the other side of it. That was the byproduct that I never saw coming, but I'm so grateful for. All right, with that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye.